This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the 21st of January, 2013. I'm Cookie.
And I'm Kevin.
And how are we today, sir?
I've got a bit of a cough, actually, so you'll have to excuse me.
Yes, just don't throw it this side of the studio here, thank you. Well, thank you very much for joining us once again, and thank you very much to be following, shall I say, Amy from Kiss My Arts.
Thanks, Amy. Great show again.
Love your music selection this week, right on time. When would you do a drink? Tonight we've got, as part of the upcoming events over the next couple of weeks, we first of all have Mr. Pete Undy from Vic Bears talking about what's coming up in Bearfest and all things Vic Bears being organised.
I believe we then have a repeat offender, Dean Arcuri, coming back on air.
Who we haven't seen since this time last year, by the sounds of things.
No, I'm sure we've seen him in between that. As if we, you know, could go 3 months without hearing his sultry voice on the air.
Indeed. So he's going to go through some of the events he's doing as part of the Midsummer events.
As well as his podcast, which I believe turned 50 this week.
Oh, we're going to have to definitely see what he's done for that. Yes. You're going through a review of an iPad app
called Sampler,
yes,
which actually makes your audio visual.
And if you want to see Kevin cringe later on in the show, we're going to talk a little bit more in the kink corner about some of the failures we have in the world today.
I swear you love doing that to me on purpose.
Of course. We're going to get some of the more of those grey hairs coming through your beard.
Yes. But we do have a discussion topic for tonight's show.
Indeed we do.
And it is?
Oh, you want me to announce it is?
I'll claim it. Do you still like to cuddle in the summer heat? Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
And I welcome to the stage, or should I say the microphone, Mr. Dean Arcuri.
Stage, where's my light? What's going on?
Well,
you're sitting on it.
Here's an opening line for you, sir. The bartender says we don't serve tachyons here. A tachyon walks into the bar.
No, I said light. Light. Oh, well, a tachyon walks into the bar. Hello, guys. Hello. How are we doing?
God, we have some decent conversation. Hello, Dean. How are you?
I'm a little bit tired, but I'm really, really good for a Monday. How are you?
Very, very, very good.
Wonderful.
So we've scrapped our list of questions because you've been on here so often. We can't ask you the same series again.
And God forbid you could change to new questions.
No, we could. I didn't want to come up with 10 more questions. Sorry.
We've done that 3 times over the whole span of being on Joy.
I think it's been more than 3 times. But
quiet. Hey. We have something more interesting. I've come up with a game.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this worries me when Kevin has this devilish look in his eye.
It's called What's My Category?
How does it work, Kevin?
Okay, the way it works, each of you has a series of questions from a topic that has been handpicked by me as your speciality. I also have a speciality topic of my own. Dean, your topic today is Doctor Who.
Oh, nice.
Cookie, your topic today is World of Warcraft. Excellent. As you wear a mage shirt.
Yay!
And my topic tonight, of course, is Harry Potter.
Right.
All right. So as we go around, you get to pick which category you want your next question to come from. The trick is, if you answer a question from your own category, you get 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
If you answer a question from my category, you get 2 points. And if you answer a question from your opponent's category, you get 3 points.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because there are 3 of us here and we each can answer different questions. Are you guys going to swap between each other for each other?
No. Only you two are asking questions.
Oh, okay. He's written the questions.
He's just got a category. Okay.
Otherwise, I'd win. But
that's where I was getting confused.
Right.
All right.
This is going to be interesting because I've only seen the two seasons of the new episodes of Doctor Who. So,
and most of them are from the
after
old.
7 years, can it really be called new anymore?
Well, I've got a mix of new questions, old questions, and all over the place. Mm. All right, so you'll have about 3 minutes or so, or until I get bored, to answer questions. And the person with the most points at the end wins.
Okay.
Easy?
Bring it on.
All right, Dean, you are our guest. Which category would you like to go first? All right. Who did Harry Potter take to Professor Slughorn's Christmas party?
Ooh. Was it the Asian girl, the Chinny Chow? I don't remember her name.
Incorrect. It was Luna Lovegood.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie.
Yeah.
I, too, will go Harry Potter this round.
Okay.
By the way, I hope I didn't insult anyone by making up that name.
We'll ignore you. Tom Marvolio Riddle spells what rearranged?
You've got to be kidding me.
Marvolio Riddle.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am Lord Voldemort.
Correct!
That you're giving him the easy ones.
Well, you could have picked one. All right, so Dean, cookies, mine or yours?
Well, I'm definitely not going World of Warcraft, so let's chuck in a Doctor Who for me.
All right. Before taking on the role of the Sixth Doctor, Colin Baker appeared in which Doctor Who story and, for an extra point, as which character?
I don't know. Let's say the Master, and I don't know the name of the story. I'm doing terribly.
You are. It's Ark of Infinity as Commander Maxell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cookie, what do you want?
I'll take your idea. I'll go World of Warcraft.
All right. What is the name of the human capital city?
I've just drawn a blank.
You're a Horde player.
I know. I am a Horde player.
Tick-tock.
It's not proud.
You're in the lead, so I wouldn't be worried about losing a point.
Incorrect. It is Stormwind City. Yes. Dean.
Why don't we do a Harry Potter and let's see how I go with this. So far, I'm 0-0.
What is a squib?
A squib is a human who doesn't have magical... A person who doesn't have magical powers.
I'll let that through. It's a person of wizarding heritage who lacks magical ability.
Well, I was close enough.
Very good. 2 points. Cookie.
Doctor Who.
Oh, you're so screwed, but okay. The Daleks originated on Skaro. They were mutated as a result of a war with which other species native to Skaro?
Wasn't the Time Lords, which would have been the Time War, so I'll go pass.
Do you want to go for it, Dean?
I know the episode. I'm just trying to remember. Well, it was like humans, so it confuses my brain, so just keep going.
It was with the Thals. All right, Dean, what do you want?
Well, it's either Doctor Who or Harry Potter, because I'm not touching World of Warcraft. because all I know is it's something to do with a keyboard.
You want to go Doctor Who?
What? Okay, I want to go Doctor Who.
Okay. This year is the 50th anniversary of
Correct.
Doctor Who.
Do I get points?
No. What was the 10th anniversary special? What was the 10th anniversary special called?
The Three Doctors.
Correct.
But it didn't actually have... I'll leave the facts for later.
I'll leave the facts for later. And
World of Warcraft.
I want to go World of Warcraft. Let's see if I can spell... pronounce some of these. What four-winged instance that pretty much everyone farms to death is located in Tristofel Glades?
That would be Scarlet Monastery.
Correct! Well done. And everyone does farm it to death because that's where one of the main places you can get silk.
Depends on which...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So sad that I know that. Okay, These all just sound like words. What do you want?
Harry Potter me. Oh, God.
All right. How many children do Mr. and Mrs. Weasley have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children. Or is it 7? Hang on. We've got the twins. We've got Ron. We've got What's-Her-Name, who ends up with Harry. So they're the ones that are all in high school. Then we've got What's-His-Name, who worked for the ministry and was a bit of a tool.
Percy.
And then we've got the older one that fought dragons and the other one. So there's Bill. 7.
7 is correct. Well done.
Look, I love that I don't really worry about facts. I just gloss over.
I'm busy sitting there naming them.
For the last question, I too will go Harry Potter.
Oh, you're screwed as well. Dumbledore has a scar above his left knee of a map of what?
Ooh.
Dumbledore has a scar above his left knee.
I was going to be inappropriate and say Tasmania.
It's a bit higher up. Never mind.
Would it be of his hometown?
Do you want another guess?
You want another guess?
I'll give you a clue. It's British.
London?
Can I very say? Close.
Where do you want to go?
The Underground?
Correct! Dean steals your points.
Yeah, okay. I do.
So and I'm pretty sure, sorry, but Dean won.
Sorry.
Congratulations, Dean.
Thank you very
well
much.
Well done, Dean.
No, I feel like it was an interesting mix of Doctor Who questions, considering that Cookie hasn't watched any of the old episodes. So really, you needed John Richards here. He would have been awesome.
I could have asked some of the easier ones, like Queen Victoria knights the Doctor Sir Doctor of TARDIS. What title does she bestow upon Rose Tyler?
Sir Rose of... Rose of... Oh, what's the name of the...
Dame Rose of the Powell Estate.
Powell Estate, that's right, yeah.
There were some easy ones, but I thought to go with the hard ones.
And we're going
to
leave the rest for another show. We want to know, particularly, do you like to cuddle during the summer heat? You can also let us know how you went with that quiz we just had. We are also on Twitter if you want to follow us. It is The Cubby House. You're on Joy 94.9 with Kevin, Cookie, and special guest Dean, soon to be followed with Vic Bears president Peter Undy. You're with The Cubby House, woof to you on Joy 94.9.
That was pretty awesome. That I think that's cute. Our first one, isn't it?
Yeah, like we haven't had that fun before.
They like you. They really like love you.
It. I know, it's lovely.
It's brilliant, it's brilliant.
I'd now, like to thank my mother and...
the Academy.
The Academy and world peace.
Yes. Now, I'd like to shout out to, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Beren Ursus.
I'm pretty sure it's Borean Ursus.
Okay, there you go. Who's listening live, and he says he got every Harry Potter and Warcraft right and got every Doctor Who wrong. Never watched The Good Doctor.
Oh, you definitely have to change that, doesn't he, Dean?
Yes.
You're nowhere near the mic.
That is because he's been musical chair swapped with the current president of Vic Bears, Mr. Peter Undy. How are you, sir?
I'm very good.
You need to eat the mic a little bit.
That's what they tell me at the lab.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm pretty good and excited to be here for my first time.
Oh, well, we love to have you on. So what's coming up with this Vic Bears Den Night?
Okay, we've got a really big weekend this weekend called Bearfest. Really starts off at the lab. Saturday night is Berryoke, which is brought to you by Shane O'Bear, down from Sydney again.
That's bear karaoke, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they go off.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Me and my peeps go off, yeah.
Not you. The people that can sing.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. And that's usually a packed out.
That's really packed. Event, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of lads that think they can sing, and some of them can actually can sing, and yeah, it's yeah.
Well,
very
thank you.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Night.
I like the compliment.
Shut up.
Yeah, Cookie, you're not one of the good ones.
No, no. You're, but feel free to actually come and listen to him and give him your opinion.
He's
yourself.
A good fellow.
And this is actually part of your Bearfest week. So what's coming up before Bearfest?
Before that, well, we went to Carnival and had a presence there, which was a really interesting day.
I went there. It was a good day.
Yeah, very interesting. Really good.
You had cubs running around smearing sunscreen.
Yeah, that's part of our Bear Heart program. We tried to get an initiative going called Rubs and Rubber.
Yeah.
And... typical Melbourne, didn't play the game, there was no sun, the only time this year. So we had to delay that one. So
I'm sure it'll be a repeat event.
Probably end up at Dalesford the coming March.
Yes, but you've also got Underbear coming up?
Underbear, which is Sunday night.
Yeah, that's an underwear party for bears, and it's a very social night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's got a bad rap.
Oh,
in
it does
seven
not.
Ways, it's because everybody thinks it's such a sexual evening. Mind
well,
you,
let's not lie. Let's not lie. There is sex there.
Is there? I must have missed that, yeah.
Well, that's probably because you're up front, you know, tempting the boys in all the time.
Yeah, once we get them in, I don't know what happens after that.
Ah, yeah, sure, yeah, sure. And then you've also got another one, Bear Soup?
Bear Soup on Monday, which
is down
at Wetton Wellington's for the afternoon with a barbecue, and hopefully we will have a good sunny day.
Oh, well, hopefully. And then your last one is Pride March.
Pride March, which is the third, isn't it?
And it's actually a good contingent of bears that end up marching and pride.
Yeah, we get a really good, nice little short venue, so makes a really sociable afternoon.
Yes, it's usually fun. Yeah. And so that wraps up your Bear Fest, which is packed, by the way.
Yes.
And what else do you have coming up?
Well, I think the big one for us is mid-February, which is Beast, back at Club 80, which was a really, last year was the first time we threw it, and it went off really well. And this year, with the response that we're getting, it's going to go off just as well, with the tickets are really moving out the door now.
Awesome.
That's on Saturday, the 16th of February, at Club 80, and there's definitely things happen at that one.
Love it, love it. Now, where can people find out more information about these events if they wanted to? Don't you have a Facebook page?
Oh, yeah, go to Facebook page. Yeah, just join us or like us and go from there. And there's also the web page, which is just
vicbears.org.au.
Yeah, that's it.
I've written it enough times, so I should know by now.
I just hit the automatic go switch now, and I don't have to think about it.
And your Facebook page is facebook.com/VicBearsInc.
Yeah, definitely.
So and if you'd like to see the unsavvy tech daddy that we've been just talking to, you're more than welcome to join us at any one of those events. Yeah, you, Peter.
Oh, he's trying to get a dig in. One last thing I will have a shout-out to. It's only coming in a couple of months, but it needs to be shouted out to now. It's Southern Hibernation.
Oh, yes.
Get that week off. It is the 9th to the 16th of June, and it is going to be big.
It starts... Basically, it starts with the Queen's birthday Monday onwards, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the 19th to the 16th of June. I don't remember birthdays or anything like that, or holidays.
So can we have those dates again? The 19th to the 16th of
June? No, it's the 9th to the 16th. 9th, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for joining us, Peter.
Thanks, Pete.
No worries. See you next month.
Awesome. Now, we have been asking a question throughout the show, and we would like your feedback. Do you still like to cuddle in the summer heat? And you can contact us via...
Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
The right microphone turned on would be a nice start.
It always helps, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Now, I say that because you experienced some of these things on Saturday night as part of your first performance through the Midsummer Festival.
My second, actually. My second performance through the Midsummer Festival, but the first and opening night of Goldilocks, a little variety show that we're doing down at Hares and Hyenas.
Well, I was there, but from your own side of the perspective, tell us what actually went on.
I'm trying to rethink now what specific moments you're talking about.
Well, the fact that you were there with whom?
With Ash Unicom. Yes. Yes. Ash and I are co-host a variety show, and Ash is a, is he a cub? Is he a bear? I'm not sure. Which one do we think he is? I know he loves his daddies.
Well, on that definition alone, one might say a bear, a cub.
Well, yeah, I'm never quite sure what category people fit into. And, he's a stand-up comedian. And he actually won Mr. Bear WA. And since he's been living in Melbourne, he hasn't really been performing. So we created a variety show so we can get some talented performers in and people who want to show what they can do. And Ash is one of them. And he got up and did his stand-up, which was absolutely awesome.
Now, who was the other performer that had my boyfriend in utter hysterics?
That was Graham. Graham is amazing. So much so that we are having Graham back for the next two shows. For the next two Saturdays. She is a performance poet, and she's actually doing a comedy festival show, and it was just by chance. Amy, who actually plays Graham, is also one of the members of The Bad Father.
Ah, with Nathan Little.
Cubby House listeners would be very familiar. She is the amazing, amazing, amazing Graham, who is a hilarious performance poet that just... I can't even put into words the things that come out of her mouth, but they are just hysterical. They're hysterical. Just an image of her grandmother baking cookies made me laugh.
She's on Facebook, so if you look up Graham on Facebook, you'll get some idea.
It's GRAAHM.
Yes. There you go. Awesome. Now, you do giveaways as part of the Goldilocks performance, yes. And one of those was tickets I also won to your other performance, Denalicious.
Yes. Everyone that seemed to win the tickets to my other Midsummer show, Denalicious, are people who have either already gone or were probably already coming. So that worked out in my favour. Yeah, I'm doing a show. It's not Denalicious, it's Denalicious. Everyone seems to keep getting it wrong. But it's a show where I'm doing a cabaret in reverse. I wanted to get back to who I was as a performer after 5 years of performing for Midsummer crowds and doing my crazy, kooky comedy cabarets. So I start off with the big show numbers and strip it all back to make an acoustic set till I'm singing on my own on stage with no music.
Wonderful. Now, Dean, where can people find out about all these other performances?
Well, you can find out about my shows Goldilocks and Denalicious via the Midsummer website at midsummer.org.au, and that's where you can find out about all the other shows that are on this Midsummer as well.
Excellent. Well, we'll be coming back a little bit later to see what other projects you've been stewing up over the last couple of months. But for now, Kevin.
I've been delving into the world of music-generating apps for the iPad, and I found a pretty cool one. It's called Sampler, S-A-M-P-L-R. And the idea is that you turn your iPad into a fully-fledged instrument with this latest app from Marcos Alonso. For those unfamiliar with the notion of sampling, it involves taking sections of audio, whether from a musical instrument, a current song, or any random sounds really, and manipulating it into various ways in order to fit into a new musical composition. Sampler is something of a jack of all trades, because I can speak. It is a collection of sample manipulation tools bundled together in the form of an intelligent user interface with effects, layers, and basic envelope system. While it attempts to cater for the beginners like myself, who are really only just playing with, or, you know, occasionally tinker around with music, it also offers enough manipulation capabilities to serve more advanced digital audio professionals as well. Some of the notable features include 7 different play modes, including slicer, looper, ebow, tape, scratching, keyboard, and loop player.
That's almost like movie titles.
And I'm going to pretend that I know what all of those are. 6 simultaneous samples with 6 voices each. 5 sound effects per sample, which include distortion, filter, amplitude modulator, feedback delay, and reverb. See, it actually sounds like I know what I'm talking
about.
It
sounds really impressive.
It's funny because I know what all of them are, and they're all pretty cool.
All right. Audio input, recording, and resampling. And, of course, the most important thing, user manual is included. It is actually really fun, and it's very pretty. And I will be posting the sample video clip to our Facebook page, so you can have a look for yourself. But right now, I think Cookie has a little sample of the music that you can actually create using the app. And here it is. So you can see it's rather interesting and fun, some of the effects that you can actually create. And keep in mind that this is literally being played on the iPad like an instrument by visually pushing the actual waveform itself. They're playing the different sounds and they're playing it live. So it is it's a rather interesting app with some very interesting implications for the sampling industry.
Indeed. Now, before we go to our next track, I'd just like to remind you, we are asking a question tonight, and we will be getting to them all towards the end of the show. We'd like to know, do you still like to cuddle in the summer heat?
Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
And with the Cubby House, we are graced, shall I say, to have the presence of Dean R. Curie with us for this evening.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now...
Do you have to encourage him, Dean?
Need we
Someone's
say?
Always going to be on the outs. Someone. It's either Kev or you, or Cook.
Yeah, but I'm trying to train him.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so back to you. Back to
it
you.
Didn't work well. House
we're almost
training,
up to, so. What, 100 episodes, and you're still trying to train me?
You're a slow
I don't
learner.
Think he's ever going to stop.
Right. Someone who isn't too far behind us is this man over here, Mr. Dean R. Curie, with his own podcast, Guy Fai.
Yes.
You turned 50 this
we
week.
We celebrated our 50th podcast. It came on a lot quicker than we realised once we started going from... first it was monthly, and then it was twice a month, and then we hit our stride with once a week, a weekly podcast, which has been fun and a little bit intense. And we were kind of excited to realise that we actually hit our 50th episode on the first week of January.
Wow.
Wow, very nicely timed.
Yeah, it wasn't planned, believe me. If I could have put it at a quieter period of...
Which means your 100th episode will be roughly just before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you timed that so well.
I didn't time it at all, but we actually, for the 100th episode, it was a pretty... 50th episode. It was actually a pretty special one. Since the very beginning of the podcast, which is a gay geek podcast that my friend and I, Brad, do, we wanted to do not just talk about comics or geeky TV shows or Star Wars or things like that, but we also wanted to infuse issues and you know, at the end of the day, people listen to us every single week and it's a personal thing and we talk about our lives and things like that on the podcast as well. So we actually did a special 50th episode which was called Unmasked and it was about superhero secret identities and when superheroes have to come out, gay superheroes. But more importantly, we talked about our own coming out stories on the episode and we had one-on-one time with the microphone and the listeners.
Coming out... As gay or coming out as a superhero?
As gay. I haven't told anyone yet. And thanks, Cookie. Now everyone knows.
Now you just outed him as a superhero.
For God's sake. Now we have to erase everyone's memories in the world. But yeah, coming out of the closet. And we told our own coming out stories, which was actually really hard. I've said it so many times, but when you're just sitting in a room with a microphone and nothing else and talking to people who may or may not be listening or may have fast-forwarded to the next bit of the podcast, you never quite know.
You did have a really positive... affirmation to that though, didn't you? Someone wrote in their own story.
We actually got a couple we pretty immediately actually got upon one, a listener in America listening, he actually wrote his coming out story and he was like, it's not as interesting as either of yours, but he just told us his story and I've asked his permission to actually talk about it on the podcast because that's one of the things that we wanted to really push it's that funny thing when we all come out of the closet, like everyone talks about it when it first happens and then as we get older, it's just not something we really talk about anymore. But I think we forget what an important step that is for us as LGBTIQ people. It's such a big step that we all take and it doesn't define us, but it's something that we should always, everyone should be happy to get up and tell their story at any time because it's something they should be really proud of.
It's something that we should celebrate.
Indeed, indeed. Something else that's going to be celebrated is another person who you know is releasing his first comic.
You spring these things on me and I'm trying to remember. Yes. Mike, Mickey Toons, Mike Bradshaw.
Yes.
Is an illustrator from Melbourne and I also do another podcast with him because I have nothing but time. And he was drawing at Goldilocks, which was good fun. And he actually has a comic coming out under FEC Comics, which is a Australian-based comic book publication company thing, and he's got a comic that he's been working on like crazy. He put Skyrim down and has been drawing his little heart out, and all he's told me is what Cookie overheard as well, which was it's about a band trying to make it big and hijinks and chaos ensue, but his artwork is really entertaining and really fun and it's got a nice cool feel to it. So
It does. From what he quickly sketched at the Goldilocks show, is he going to be doing that over the next two shows?
Well, we're going to have a different visual artist for each show, but a part of me thinks that we should just get him back because he's too much fun.
He is, yes, indeed, indeed. So congratulations to Mike for that. Mm. And over midsummer, I've seen you kind of snapping away.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Running around like a maniac.
Who do you work for?
Same.
There you go.
I'm Melbourne's same editor because I have nothing but time.
Is there anything you don't do? Actually, don't answer that question.
Give me time. I'll rule the world.
Here's the question. Apart from ruling the world, what other projects you've got coming up?
Right now, I'm just trying to get through Midsummer. with the editing for Same, I actually started that after I'd already put in my applications for Midsummer. So I decided I want to spend the next month or so after that focusing on that because we have the busiest time ever in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. We've got Chill Out coming up on the second weekend of March. We've got the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. We've got the Melbourne Comedy Festival just around the corner. So instead of trying to put shows in every single thing and juggle a million things, I'm actually just going to wear my editor's hat and photographer's hat. I'm sure many people see me around Melbourne taking photos at many events because I keep doing that. And I'm just trying to learn. I figure the more time I dedicate to learning those skills properly, the sooner I can get back onto recording my own CD.
Holy crap! You don't stop, do you?
I'll have to at some point because I'll probably be committed. But 2013 is the year of Dean.
I'm just going
to
get you a little Energizer Bunny tattoo that you can put on yourself. Crazy, crazy. But thank you for coming on and having a chat with us about everything that you're up to, or the craziness of Dean.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Where can people find out more information about the Dean, though?
The Dean? Well, there's my website, deanrcurie.com, or just jump on to Facebook or Twitter. They can follow me under Dean R. Curie. The best way to search is to look for Dean R. Curie, Dean Nation, with one N.
Mm, okay.
Nice.
Now, I'm going to ask you now what we're asking our listeners for tonight.
No. I would not snuggle with someone in the heat.
Thank you. There you go. Do you snuggle?
I replied to that tweet the minute that I saw it because I was like, no, dear God, no. Like, it's bad enough being in a bed on your own in the heat and touching the actual bed. But if someone else is in there, I just wouldn't want them touching me at all.
Okay.
Well, enough. I would, but just not while I'm asleep.
Okay. No worries. Well, we will be asking that throughout the rest of the show, and we'll get to your answers towards the end of the show. And here's how you can contact us.
Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
SMS 0427JOY949.
Email at onair@joy.org.au.
Or use the Joy 94.9 iPhone app to listen in and send in your feedback.
The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
Be careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner. Crazy me. Just ran down the other end of the studio and back just to get that number.
I've never seen you move so fast in my entire life. Although, just by the way, no one ever has to worry about you being the Flash as your ultimate persona.
Thanks. I got enough flab that just kind of drags me as I go.
Tachyons, yeah.
Yes. So, in a world where internet reigns supreme, one of the many rules one must live by is Rule 34. You're backing away from that one, Kevin?
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
If it exists, there shall be porn of it, for those who don't know that reference. And now, to help us understand some of the strange interests out there, here's some more definitions for you to digest. Not chlorophilia, that'd be...
Don't even try.
No, I'm not. Choreophilia is dancing to orgasmic release. Yoga, anyone? Now, claustrophilia.
Claustrophilia?
I should...
Why are you making me pronounce these?
Because I ran up and down.
Claustrophilia.
Being confined in small spaces. So I'm assuming that's kind of like sleep sex sort of stuff as well. Getting stuck in a lift. Lift sex, anyone? Okay. Now, here's one for Kevin.
Yeah.
We all wanted to see him squeam. Cobraphilia. A carophilia. You want to try and pronounce it properly?
It's getting off on clowns.
What?
Yeah, there is porn about getting off.
No.
Clowns. Yes, there is.
And all I think of is It.
Yeah, that's exactly where my brain went as well.
I'm like
Tim Curry in It.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Oh my God.
I don't have a fear of clowns, but I don't like clowns in general.
You're not sexually attracted to them either.
No.
No. Some people are.
So we're going to move to the next one.
Yes, crush fetishism. That's how it's defined, which is seeing small creatures being crushed or crushing?
Them.
Yes, crushing them. Dacrophilia, seeing your partner cry.
I just assumed that was dacking them. That no. was, I thought, okay. No.
And dendrophilia, which is getting off on trees or fertility worship of them.
Where do you guys find this information?
No, this is him. This is him.
Now, these next two are related. It's dorophilia.
Dora the Explorer?
No! Got you on that one.
3-year-old.
It's an attraction to skin, animal fur, or leather, which I think we can all kind of relate to. No, skin. You're attracted to seeing people and skin and... No, okay.
So was Hannibal Lecter.
No, that was more brain.
That's vorophilia. Yeah, so, and cannibalism. The alternative or extension to that is hyphenphilia, which is touching skin, hair, leather, fur, fabric, or a specific type of fabric. So there you go. Some more words to add to your vocabulary here on the Kink Corner. And you're on the Cubby House for the last few more minutes here on Joy 94.9. We have been asking the question throughout the whole show, would you still cuddle in the summer heat? And we've had a fair few responses on Facebook. First of all, I'd like to also shout out to Nick. Thank you very much for your SMS.
He's apparently just started watching Doctor Who with Billy Piper. And he says, what's the point of making the Daleks elevate? Spoiling the running joke. They needed to adapt eventually.
Exactly.
They adapted years ago.
The story had to go on eventually.
Yes.
So, first of all, we'd like to say thank you to Phil, who's messaged in on Facebook. There's never a bad time to snuggle. It's summer, just sweatier.
Mm-hmm. Chris says, for about 15 minutes once you get into bed, then get the heck away from me.
And Kendall also messages, never pass up a snuggle. Just be prepared for the sweat that will follow.
We've also had Lawrence very quickly email us in. Gotta love being warm again. Love the ski season too. But two hot, sweaty bodies writhing together, at least cuddles, is great. Hey.
Thank you very much for all those messages. And for everybody who's messaged in. Now, quickly, Dean, before we let you go, we have one final question. What's your one most profound moment of sexual history you'd never repeat?
Haven't I said them already on this show already?
Well, just for those who haven't heard before.
We have to have one repeat question.
What's the one thing I would never repeat?
Sexually.
I have a rule that if at first you don't succeed, try again. So I'll just repeat over and over until I get it right.
It's got to be something you'd never do again, though.
I haven't found that yet.
Just go to his shows. He probably sings about most of them.
All right, fair enough.
That either means I'm doing too much or not enough.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for joining us, Dean. Now, it's deanarcura.com. Just quickly to get hold of you, yes?
Yep. Or just jump on the Midsummer website for details for Deanlicious and Goldilocks.
Wonderful. And we are the Cubby House. We'll be back next Monday from 10 o'clock Australian Daylight Time.
As if you could stop us.
Exactly. For those who want to contact us, we are available on Twitter at The Cubby House, Facebook, facebook.com/The Cubby House, and website and email to be coming very, very soon. We'll catch you next week. Stay tuned for the Vixen Hour and those wonderful babes coming up right after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.